way, but Rebecca with a very important story. Listen up.
Yes, more and more of us are moving online when it comes to dealing with day-to-day bills and banking. But a new campaign is warning that millions of people who can't access the internet for whatever reason are being penalised. The campaign is called Keep Me Posted, and we can talk to its chair, Judith Donovan. Hello, Judith.
Hello, good evening.
What kinds of people are losing out here, and how many do you estimate are affected by this?
We think probably up to about one-fifth of the whole population. There's elderly people who aren't comfortable with technology. There are people who live in the countryside where they haven't got broadband. I live in the Yorkshire Dales. It's very patchy. Young people, we're told by debt charities, are getting into debt faster and harder because they can't manage their finances properly on smartphones and tablets. We've got carers who can't prove identity to look after their old mum, power of attorney. So it's a really broad issue, and our campaign is about choice, that people should be allowed to choose between paper and online without being financially penalised.
And what proportion of companies are not offering choice?
Most of them are offering a choice, but they're making you pay for it, and they're making you go through a number of hoops to get it.
So what, they just basically offer it's cheaper if you pay by direct debit online, that kind of thing?
Yes, or we will actually penalise you. It's not even so much that, we will penalise you. If you want to keep your paper statement, you've got to pay for the right to receive it.
I suppose
we think that's unfair.
From the company's point of view, it is just cheaper to do things online, isn't it? So in a way, that should be reflected in the cost of the service.
Well, it's cheaper to take away lots of customer service, but is that the way to keep customers happy and protect the reputation of your brand?
So what are you calling for in this campaign? Who's involved?
It's a coalition of charities, consumer organisations and businesses, and we're calling on the large companies to give their customers an equal choice between online and paper without charging or making it difficult for them to get that paper.
Is there any sign that they're listening?
We're getting one or two conversations going. We've only just launched the campaign. The interesting thing is how many people are coming on board.
And are you encouraging people to get in touch with you, to join your campaign?
Very much so. Our website is keepmepostedUK.com. Lots of information on there. We'd love consumers to contact us, tell us their case histories. More importantly, go back to their companies and say, sign the Keep Me Posted charter. Don't charge me. Don't be unfair to me.
OK, thank you very much for that. Judith Donovan, the chair of the Keep Me Posted campaign.
Thank you, Judith.